Well, he scored the winning goal, and the Wanderers got a victory. First time since 2014 against Sydney FC. Broke the drought. We're lucky enough to be joined by Brendan Sandilab. Morning, Brendan.
Good morning, guys.
How was it? I saw you were pretty emotional after the game. Yeah. But for you and all the fans and for Tony Popovic, look, it would have been a great night.
Yeah, it was. And we waited a long time for a derby win. And, yeah, it was very special to us. And I think everybody could feel the pressure starting to mount on you know, the runs of losses within the derby. So relief, to be honest, and a great performance by the boys, and a real courageous one where we had to give every bit of energy to beat a team who's really in really good form this year, and they've been exceptional. So it took everything for us to beat Sydney FC, and we did it, which is fantastic.
Brendan, I thought it was a wonderful spectacle on the field. You know, it was a really terrific contest, and right down to the very, very last seconds, I mean, they just kept coming and coming and coming. You had to keep repelling them somehow, and both keepers did a good job.
Mm. Yeah, and it just shows how good of a team Sydney are, and you know, I think we proved our worth as well. Mm. Despite our position on the table, it was an epic match, and I think one that all the fans were sitting on the edge of their seats, and I definitely was when I was taken off and put on the bench. Well, few nerve-wracking moments, but that was just such a special feeling, and the surface at ANZ Stadium was also great, which, you know, made the spectacle even better, and we were able to play some nice football too.
It certainly was. You were a little bit unlucky, the Wanderers, as well. You probably could have had another couple of goals. You hit the woodwork. I think a good save from Danny Vukovic denied the second goal, which would have put the game to bed. But, look, the Wanderers played some good football, and, you know, it's been much talked about and letting goals in and stuff like that. But on Saturday night, you can't complain about your performance.
Solid. No, it was terrific. You need a little bit of luck in these big games, Brendan, and you probably got it with the penalty, but they're swings and roundabouts. Just sort of lost Brendan
dropped out. We'll try and get that line back.
We'll try and re-establish that. That was injury time when Brosk was brought down in the penalty area. It's pretty clear on replay after you keep watching it that it looked blatant, but it's very, very difficult for the referee to actually pick it up live.
Very quick.
They're going to have better use of it. Brendan rejoins us now. G'day, Brendan. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you got the rub of the green, but you need that in big matches.
Yeah, certainly. You know, sometimes the decisions go your way, sometimes they don't. And this season, things haven't quite worked out the way we've wanted it to, and you know, decisions along the way have hurt us as well. So we're on the good end of the decisions this time, and you know, it's a good feeling.
that's the way.
You can laugh on this Monday morning.
you're now sitting in sixth, and there's going to be quite a logjam there for that sixth position. You guys must be that must be the aim, to try and scrape in there.
Yeah, well, I think we have a three-point gap now, clear into the six. And I said a couple of weeks ago that every game is going to be like a grand final for us, and it will be. There'll be some twists and turns to come within the last 8-9 rounds, and definitely exciting period. But one we'd like to finish off sooner rather than later and cement our spot in the finals.
Brendan, we've been rejoicing this morning how good a contest it was, but unfortunately, as you know, making news is misbehaving, well, I wouldn't call them fans because soccer fans shouldn't be doing it, but misbehaving people with arrests at the ground. Do you have some sort of plea to fans in general?
Well, I mean, we don't want to see that in our game. It was a great night of football and a great spectacle. So I'm not sure what's happened. I've heard of it is this morning. So, look, for the fans who are interested in causing trouble, it's not, you know, what we want in the A-League and definitely at the Wanderers. So, you know, we'd like to stamp that out and just have a nice family evening and a great spectacle for the game.
Well said. We agree with you wholeheartedly there, Brendan. We do thank you. Congrats again, mate. It was a terrific game of footy. It was a great goal, the only one of the game. And onwards and upwards now for the remaining 7 weeks, I think, of the season.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always good.
No, good on you, mate. Yeah. Brendan Santalab.
He's always very good with his time, Brendan. He
very, very good. Very
lot,
good. And
very often.
You know, they say, not just another game when they play that derby. You could see the emotion after a very tough year. They're going to play the Perth Glory. $2 Perth. Western Sydney Wanderers away from home, $3.30.